Joining us on the line now is best-selling author and therapist Barbara Berger about her book, The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. I'm so happy to be here.
It's lovely to have you with us. And I understand you wrote this book very much in response to the huge success that you had with the international bestseller, The Road to Power.
Exactly. That's exactly right. When that book became such a hit, that book is filled with easy-to-use, effective techniques to turn your life around. And these techniques really work. And when people started trying the stuff that I write about, they always asked me the same questions. Why do these techniques work? And so understanding the way the mind and the mental laws is my answer to that really important question. So by understanding the dynamics of the mind, by understanding that there are factors, in fact, laws that are governing the way our minds work, then you will understand why you can change your life by changing your thinking.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really is that powerful, you know, how much control we have over our minds and our thoughts.
Exactly. But unfortunately, so many people are unaware of this. And when you're unaware of the way your mind operates, then you become an innocent victim of forces that you could control if you knew about them. So that's also the reason why this short book, The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works, I'm actually giving it away as a free ebook. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people have already downloaded it, because I think that this information should be available to everyone. It's so important.
So explain the law of free will.
Well, if we go back to the beginning, it's really important to understand that no matter what is happening in front of your nose, I call that reality. Whatever's going on, the circumstances, the event, the people you meet, that's reality. That's what's going on. But you have a choice as to how you're going to relate to what's going on in front of you. In other words, you can focus on all the good things about it. You can focus on all the potential, all the opportunities, all the things you can learn from this situation. Or you could focus on everything you don't like about it, why it's problematic, why it's troublesome. And it's still the same situation. But your choice of focus determines, first of all, your experience. And it also determines what you attract more of, and it determines what you sort of send out as a vibration to the rest of the world. So this choice of focus, this is what I mean by free will. You actually have a choice in every now moment. But most people are unaware of this. Most people think, and again, I've been like that, and you've probably been like that, you know, something happens out there, and oh my God, it's terrible. You don't notice that there's an in-between step. There's the event. And then if you slow it down, there's your interpretation of what the event means to you. Mm. So it's not so much what happens, but what your interpretation is that determines your experience.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing power of our minds.
And people can kind of experiment with this, can't they? If you just look at how basically at the end of each day, you can, you know, make a point of saying, okay, what were the good things that happened today, however big or small they might be? And what were the bad things that happened today? And kind of realize how you feel about the day. If you're genuinely thinking, oh, it's been a terrible day because this happened and that happened, and you're feeling negative at the end of the day, you know, it's an interesting experiment. To go, okay, but what happened that was good, and then think about the good things and see how your mood changes. You know, it's fun to Absolutely. Experiment with these things.
Absolutely. I recommend highly. Most people who start to work with me or read my books, one of their first reactions is, oh my God, I'm thinking so negative all the time. We're not really aware of what we're doing until we wake up to this phenomena. But you could say that our programming, in other words, we're programmed to think in a certain way from a very young age. We all are. And we don't really notice it until I suggest, for example, if you really want to wake up to this phenomenon, say to yourself, for the next 3 days, I'm just going to think positive about everything. And most people, they go, oh, my God. But if you start to be aware of what you're doing, it's called the mental diet. If you're going to go on a mental diet for 3 days and say, I'm only going to think constructive, positive, kind, loving thoughts.
Yeah.
Then you start to notice that, oh, my God, that you're dwelling on, you've got catastrophic thinking, you're worried about this, you're worried about that. People often come to me and say, oh, I didn't realize how negative I'm thinking about things.
Mm.
And I always say, well, that's actually a good thing, because when you're not aware of what you're doing, it's just sort of conditioned response and it happens automatically and you feel like you're a victim of outer circumstances or whatever's going on. But if you start to become aware of what you're doing, then you can actually do something about it. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
So understanding these mechanisms is the key to freedom. We all want to be able to control what's going on with us, with our lives. But because we're not in control of our thinking, we're not in control of our lives. So this is an important key to taking back your power.
Mm. It's funny because I think a lot of people might see these kind of things as a bit spiritual, a bit kind of airy-fairy, maybe not their thing, and all positive thinking, a bit hippie-ish, whatever. But I did an interview recently, I can't remember if it was this week or last week, with a top scientist who wrote a book all about the brain based on the most up-to-date research. And he was confirming exactly what you're saying, which I thought was really interesting. We're not talking, you know, airy-fairy hippie stuff. This is scientific fact.
Exactly. And in other words, it's really, really important to understand that mental laws are just like physical laws. They are impersonal mechanisms, like the law. Take the law of gravity. That's a good example. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're having a good day, if you're the president of the United States, if you're Hannah or me, Barbara, if you jump off a 10-story building, you're going to fall and hit the ground. It doesn't matter if you know about this law. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't take, you know, it's a holiday because it's Christmas. The law of gravity is always in operation. And mental laws are exactly the same. They're impersonal. They're automatic. They're functioning for everyone. And the most important mental law is what you focus your attention on grows in your experience. If you can just meditate on and think about that, in other words, what you focus your attention on is what you're giving your energy to. And it increases in your experience, maybe not in other people's experience, but in your experience, what you focus on grows. And so therefore, we have to be very, very careful as to what we're focusing our attention on. Mm. Again, that's where our free will comes in, as you said at the beginning.
A great question that you pose in the book that people should definitely ask themselves, am I problem-oriented or solution-oriented?
Exactly. Well, that's a perfect example of what I'm saying. In every situation, you have this choice. What are you focusing on? You meet someone, you have a job at work, you have something with your partner, with your family, with your kids. In every situation, what is your focus? Are you problems oriented or are you solution oriented? And again, it's an easy way of framing this, and it's a good thing to start noticing about yourself. So in other words, am I noticing everything I don't like about this? Am I moaning and groaning and complaining about this? And the other thing is, when you put your energy into something, you attract more of it. So it's actually even deeper than that. When you're problem oriented, you attract more and more problems. It's just the way it works. Mm. So it's this law of cause and effect, like attracts like. I mean, there's all of these things that we've heard, but when we take them to heart and start noticing how this mechanism works in our own lives, it's like, yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah. It's funny. I've heard people saying things like, over the years, saying things like, oh, I'm going on holiday next week, so I'll probably be ill. And then they are ill and they go, see, told you, I knew that was going to happen. Yeah. They're like wanting to be ill so they can be right. It's very odd.
It's, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm. So we get what we affirm.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing that's really important about this is that to know that if you're dissatisfied with your life, if things are not working out so well, you can change your life by changing your thinking. So many people have reported to me when they start working with this stuff that the most amazing things happen in their lives. I mean, some people literally experience miracles. Things they thought that could never happen, if it's success in business or something with their relationship or one of their kids, miracles just happen when they change their focus. Mm-hmm. It just does.
Yeah. How do you help people change when they don't necessarily want to or think they need to?
That's the million-dollar question, Anna. Well, that's actually, again, where the law of free will is. You cannot interfere with another person's destiny unless they invite you to. Mm. In other words, I know, for example, when people come to me, I coach people every single day. When they find me and they come, they want to know this stuff. They made up their mind that they're willing to look within because they want change. Something is going on in their lives that's so painful, so frustrating that they're ready. But there's lots of people that are still focused on outer experiences and are like blaming things outside of them. And that's a typical victim mentality. Because you actually are giving your power away to outside circumstances and other people and all that. So when you wake up to that and you discover that maybe there is another way of tackling this, maybe there is a more satisfying way of living my life, maybe there's information that I should study to figure out how to do this better, it's so liberating. Mm. People really, really get high when they find out this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be difficult for somebody who is living with someone who is a problem-oriented person, for example, but doesn't kind of want to change, doesn't see that they have an issue, is a typical kind of has a victim mentality. Mm-hmm. Because they, you know, it can be easy to be dragged down by someone like that. So your instinct is probably to spend less time with them, which can be difficult if you live with them.
Well, the reality is that that's one of the main reasons why people break up. Yeah. Often, I do couple therapy also, and often when one person in the couple relationship is waking up to this stuff and is starting to practice this stuff and the other one's not interested, they do drift apart. And sometimes people actually, you know, okay, hasta la vista, this is just not working because the focus and the interests are so far apart.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really challenging situation. It definitely is. And also, of course, it's not that exciting if you have a partner that you can't share this stuff with if you're starting to figure it out. People get really excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It must be. I feel for people who are in that situation, definitely. Well, if people want to get a copy of The Mental Laws by Barbara Berger, who we've been chatting with today, where can they get this free download from?
From my website. The website is beamteam.com. And on the very front page of the website, it says, send us an email to info@beamteam.com. And all you have to do is write The Mental Laws in the subject line, and we will send you the book immediately.
What's the website? I wasn't following what that Bean Teen. What's the spell? Yes, can you spell it?
BEAMTEAM. Beam Team. We're here to beam you up. Beam Team.
Ah, Beam Team. Okay, both with M's.
M, yes, exactly. BEAMTEAM.
Fantastic. Beamteam.com.
Yes.
Great. Oh, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Speak soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.